You're listening to the Cheer Biz Podcast, where we dive into the business of running and owning your gym. Join us as we speak to industry experts, business gurus, and discuss how we can take your passion and turn it into profit. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cheer Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Cotton, and today we're talking about the concept of I have an athlete who's changing to a different gym, and how do I respond to that? Now, before we get into the episode, make sure you head on over to Cheer Gym Owners on Facebook and All-Star Cheer Coaches and Owners on Facebook if you are a coach and an owner or a Cheer Gym Owner. Either one of those groups are great for you. If you're a gym owner, make sure you check out nextgenowners.com to learn more about how you can join the Academy, and make sure you're checking out our conferences. We have one coming up in Orlando in just a couple days, and then we have our summer conference in Dallas that I'm sure Danielle talked to you about at the start of this episode. So make sure you check out all of our conferences and all of our different offerings. Now let's get into the episode. So the concept of athletes changing gyms is very real right now. It is the end of the season, the start of the next. There is early registration. You're starting to find out what athletes' plans are for the next season. And I have a couple athletes that are not going to stay at our gym, or have at least voiced that to people around the gym, that they're going to potentially go to another gym. And, you know, it's totally reasonable to have feelings about that. But I kind of want to talk through my thought process in regard to athletes changing gyms, whether that be locally or traveling outside of your state, and just what that all kind of looks like, and my mental approach to it as a longtime coach, as a gym owner, and as a parent who has an athlete who does competitive cheer. So first and foremost, I think it is important to remember whether you are a owner, a coach, a parent who is staying in the program, that it's totally okay to have an emotional reaction to the decision of someone to leave the gym that you are at. Oftentimes, these gyms feel like family. One of our mottos is family first. And so it can sometimes feel like a betrayal. And it is okay to have those initial feelings. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I'm just going to talk you through some of my mindset. And number one is to realize that despite the fact that it's okay to have feelings and be disappointed and sad that someone might be leaving your gym, it's generally speaking, it's not personal. It is not a referendum on you. Now, if you're a gym owner, you might want to look at why people are leaving if they're leaving and determine, is this something that I made an error on? Or is this a situation where someone is just trying to find a better fit for themselves and their family? And sometimes what starts out great, by the time you get to the end of a season, we realize that maybe our priorities don't align, or maybe the way a season transpired makes it so someone is looking for something else. Obviously, my goal as a gym owner is to always deliver the best I possibly can. I truly want every single athlete in my gym to have an amazing experience. I want them to feel valued. I want the parents to feel valued. I want everyone to have an amazing time. I want all my teams to win. I want all of these things. But want and reality are separate things. I also am a realist, and I understand that despite the fact that I want that, and despite the fact that I will arguably never be satisfied until I can achieve that, I also know it's unachievable. And that's okay. It's okay to know that you are not the right fit for every single family. So I would just encourage you to remember that it's not personal. And even if it feels very personal, take it back to it's truly about the gym. Now, I know as a coach, it's like, how can it not be personal? I pour my heart and soul into this team, into these kids. I get that. But they're not saying you are not worth it. They're just saying that this fit isn't right for them. And that's okay, right? If you have been alive for any length of time and you have been interested in socializing, you've probably dated and you've had some relationships that work out great and some that do not. And all in all, most of the time, when you start a relationship, it seems like it's going to be fantastic, right? That's why there's the whole theory of a honeymoon phase in a relationship. And the same thing applies with starting a new membership at a gym or joining a cheer team or any of those things. Oftentimes, there is a honeymoon phase where everything seems amazing. It's new and it's exciting and it's fun and it's fresh. And then you get to reality, which is the day in, day out grind of relationships. And sometimes your two energies don't match, and that's okay. Also, it's important to remember that oftentimes people are not leaving because of anything that a gym did wrong. Sometimes people are leaving because they're looking for something different, or they're looking for something that their gym may not offer. And while I understand the desire to offer everything possible, and I get that there is a concept, and I've had this conversation with people of like, well, how can I ever offer a world's team if all of my kids leave the gym as soon as they get a full? They go and they go to another program that has an established world's program. And yeah, that's really frustrating. I get it. You have a valid point. How am I supposed to build this if everyone leaves? And the challenge is finding out how to get them to stay and trust in that process and not leave. And I'll be honest, there are gyms that do it. There are athletes in my state that compete at gyms on level 3 teams and are very successful. Their teams do very well. And those athletes have 1-to-fulls and specialty through to fulls, and they would be an absolute asset to my level 6 Worlds team, of which at this moment in time, we're the only one in the state. And those athletes choose to stay with their program. And kudos to them. I fully support you making that decision if that's the right decision for you. But at the same time, I also can't blame an athlete who's looking for the world's experience to go compete on our team. And at the same time, I feel your pain because I have had athletes leave to go to more reputable or more competitively successful world's programs than we have been. We've placed in the top 6. Arguably placed in the top 5 if you count the COVID year where we were ranked 4th in the end of year value, like totals, but it wasn't actually a Worlds competition. We've done well at Worlds. We've also done not as well at Worlds. And I'm not a program that has a bajillion Worlds kids. A lot of these kids come in and we have to train them. And can it be frustrating to be like, man, I've trained this kid. I got them to be throwing their double full. We've worked together and we've helped them achieve these skills. And now they go, okay, it's time for me to move on to a Top Gun or Cheer Athletics or Steel Athletic. I mean, I'm just throwing out names of programs. I mean, various programs that have had competitively successful Worlds teams. I had this happen years and years and years ago. I had an athlete that arguably grew up in our gym. She came in somewhat talented with tons of potential. And in our gym, she learned her standing fulls. She got her double full. She got a ton of amazing skills. Her name was Peyton Kuhn. Is Peyton Kuhn. Well, actually, yeah, I think she still has Kuhn. She just got married. Actually, I don't think she goes by Peyton Kuhn anymore, but that's her name when she was cheering for me. And she cheered for me forever. And she was one of my babies. And her sophomore year, she was going to leave. Actually, it was the end of her freshman year. She was very talented. She came to me and said, I want to go to California All-Stars SMOED. This was back when SMOED was the most famous program in the country. They had their YouTube channel. They won Worlds every year. They were everything. And she said, I want to go to SMOED. They offered me a spot and I want to go there. And we had a conversation. I said, hey, look, you've been on this team for a long time. Your ride or die girls are all seniors. So I get that. Finish the season with them, right? Finish it out. Do it the right way. You would be so sad if you didn't finish your season with your team. Continue to get better. And I will fully support you going there next year if that's what you choose to do. I also think it's a better decision when you're a junior and you can drive and you're a little bit older, have a little bit more maturity. And she did that. And then she went to California All-Stars the next year. It's actually, I can't believe she met her boyfriend before or after. I think it was before, who now became her husband. And she moved to California. She lived with the host family. She was on California All-Star SMOED. It was one of their really rough years, but they ended up winning Worlds. And she achieved that. And she came home and finished her senior year with us on Dream. But never at any point was I not her biggest fan. Like, I text her all the time saying, you're doing so great. I'm so proud of you. It's so amazing to watch you. Or, hey, I totally understand that today sucked and you were disappointed, but you know, you're amazing. Just keep your head up, keep pushing. And we had those hard conversations. She called me crying one day of like, I want to quit. I just want to move home. This sucks. And I said, if you really want to do that, we'll make it work. But I think you should finish it out. And she did. And it was worth it. And she got her world's ring and she is very happy that she stayed through it. And then she happily came home. So I think that that's something that I've always strived to do as a gym owner is when kids leave, maintain good relationships with them. Even if they're leaving saying they're not happy in the gym, I still want them to know that like, I fully support you looking for something else. I, at the end of the day, I want you to be happy. And if you're not happy here, then I want you to go find that happiness and I will root you on and I will say hi to you at competitions and I will, you know, be your biggest cheerleader. And if you ever want to come home, you always have a spot here. And I would rather leave things that way because I've had kids leave and come back. Multiple kids leave and come back. I've had kids leave and not come back. Certainly they found a better fit for them, but I've had a number of kids leave and then come back. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 years and then they come back. It all depends. But kids moving and leaving gyms is just a reality of the sport. It's an inevitability and it's a reality in sports everywhere. It's not just cheer. It happens all over every single sport.
Hey guys, this is Danielle from Next Generation Gym Owners. If you are looking for a conference this summer for your entire staff, we have the answer. NextGen has 2 great options that will ensure you leave feeling more confident in your skills to run a business while your staff feels more confident in their skills to build championship teams. Check out our Orlando conference, April 22nd, immediately following the All-Star World Championship, or our Dallas conference, June 21st to 23rd. Learn more and get registered for our upcoming conferences at ngconferences.com.
So no matter where you are, whether you're a parent or you're a coach or you're an athlete or you're an owner, if you're thinking about switching, I have a couple pieces of advice that I think are the right way to do it. One is don't burn the building down on your way out, right? Don't leave with the F yous and I hate you and you're the worst ever and all of those things. Don't leave your gym with a huge balance and just go try and find another gym where you can run up another balance, or you pay your bill there, but you don't pay the bill for the gym that you were at. Like those two things are horrible ways to switch gyms. I would always recommend leaving on the right foot, which is respectfully. The last thing I would do is have a conversation, just open and honest conversation, because you know the rumor mill is going to spread. You know that people are going to talk and people are going to have opinions and they're going to say, well, why did they leave? And then everyone's going to come up with their own hypothesis. And oftentimes they're wrong. So just be the person to tell the narrative. Go directly to your coach or to your owner and say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Okay. We are thinking of switching gyms because of X, Y, and Z. If you really want to do this, you don't have to. You certainly, at the end of a season, does everyone have the right to go find the right gym for them? 100%. And if you've paid your bill and you're not saying F you and you're just saying, you know, toodles and you don't need to have a conversation about it, I totally get it. But if you're willing and you care about the gym, ask to have a sit down conversation and say, hey, I just want to be upfront with you. This is where we're at. We are going to be looking at other options, or we've decided that we're going to this other program. Here is why. Here are some things that impacted our decision. And if those things relate to the gym, then let them know. Now, I understand this can be hard because I know there are owners out there that are not or seem like they are not approachable. I will tell you, raise my hand, I'm someone that people think isn't approachable. I have a very serious face. When I'm at the gym, I'm there to do business. I'm there to coach. But I believe that when you actually sit down and talk to me, I'm an incredibly understanding and approachable individual. I will listen to you. I will hear you out. I will not respond overly emotionally unless you come in and you're dropping F-bombs and you're telling me I'm, you know, the worst person in the world. If you come in and you go, hey, these are the things I'm thinking about doing. It's because of X, Y, and Z, you know, communication wasn't as good as I wanted it to, or, you know, the team wasn't as successful, or we have this other opportunity. Like, let's have that conversation. It's okay. And I've had parents come in and do that and they've left. And then I've taken their feedback and used it to make the experience better for the people that came after them. I've taken that feedback and I've learned from it. If you're going to leave and you want to leave on a good, there isn't bad blood, but you have some feedback, good and improvables, then if you feel comfortable, sit down with your gym owner. They should appreciate it. I know I do. At the end of the day, everyone deserves to be in a place where they feel the most successful. Now, where you plant roots, things are more likely to grow. So when I say you have the right to be somewhere where you can be successful and be happy, I also want you to remember that life is hard. And it is not a guarantee that switching to another gym with a better reputation is going to be more competitively successful. And sometimes you switch and you may not like their coaching methodologies, or sometimes you switch and you don't like their schedule. There are pros and cons. The whole, the grass isn't always greener on the other side thing is sort of kind of true. Sometimes the grass isn't greener, but sometimes it can be. Sometimes the program you're switching to is being run better and is a better fit for you or aligns better with your values. Maybe you're at a gym that doesn't value competitive, like hardcore. You want the coach to yell and scream and be crazy hardcore all of the time. That's what you're looking for. Well, you might not be getting that at your current gym. You probably wouldn't get that at my gym. I'm tough, but I'm not tough all the time. And I don't like coaching that way. I actually find it quite miserable. So you have to arguably find where you're the most happy. But as I was saying, where you plant roots, things are more likely to grow. Life is hard and there are going to be bad days. If your solution is always, well, I'm just going to switch gyms, then you're not really giving things enough time to establish those relationships and establish that foundation and understand how things work and how to grow within a gym and how to grow under a certain coach. I arguably think that years 2 through 5 are some of the best years I have coaching an athlete. Year 1 is like a lot of fun. It's new. It's a new, like, I'm learning how to coach you. And I don't have any bad opinions of you because you're brand new to me as an athlete, but I find that we make the most ground up. We accomplish the most in years 2 through 5 because you've now learned my style. I've now learned your style. I've learned how to pitch things to you. We've adjusted technique things that align better with the ways that I coach. And now we start to see that explosive growth. So investing in a program, if they run the program well and they take good care of you, oftentimes I think is a good decision because it takes that investment. Every program started somewhere. Every program started at essentially at the same spot with a small group that grew and grew and grew and grew. Now you have to make those decisions of what's best for yourself, for your gym. And as a gym owner and as a coach, how you respond to these things is ultimately what can I learn? In summation, people are going to leave gyms. People are going to switch. People are going to change. Obviously, we want to have a high retention rate. My goal is always to have a 75 to 85% retention rate of eligible athletes returning to my gym. That's always my goal. And if I can get 100%, woohoo, that sounds amazing. But the reality is it's impossible. Kids are going to decide they don't want to cheer anymore, or families just can't afford another competitive season. So that's not always an attainable goal. It's always the ultimate goal, but it's not always attainable. Kids are going to leave. Kids are going to grow. Relationships will change, but they don't have to end. So remember, as a coach and as an owner, how you conduct yourself sends a dramatic message for the way your program is going to run. I want to end with this. I had this conversation with my daughter. She has a couple of her friends that have at least voiced that they were thinking about switching gyms. As I mentioned, I have a competitor who's opened, who has some competitive, like some really good competitive success at levels 1 through 3. And so these athletes are like, well, I might not move up this year. So maybe I'll switch to this gym and I'll be more successful. I'll win more. And that's totally a normal thought process. And my daughter, of course, is not going to switch gyms because I'm not driving her to another gym, even though this gym is close to me. And so she's going to cheer for us. And so she had a conversation with one of her teammates and was a little bit, I was not super impressed with her text messaging response. And that athlete told us what she said. And she wasn't being a tattletale. My daughter made the like, well, if you leave, I'm going to have to kill myself comment, which she thinks is just being funny. But we had to have a whole conversation of like, hey, that's actually really serious language. And, you know, she's young. She's just starting to text for herself. And so it was a great teaching moment for her. But she had said some other things of like, we'll have to be enemies and we won't be able to be friends. And I had to have this whole conversation with her of like, hey, hon, that's not true. You don't have to be enemies. If they want to leave, wish them the best and hope that they find their success. And if they don't, be here and ready to welcome them back. That's the right approach. That's the kind of relationships I want in my life. Those are the kind of people I want. People who, when I say, hey, I'm going to go a different direction and it may not involve you, they're people who are going to wish me the best. They're not going to be sitting back there praying for me to fail and hoping that it doesn't work out. They're people who are going to say, I love you. I support you. Go find what makes you the happiest. Go be where you're going to be the most successful. Again, my goal is to be that for every athlete, but that's impossible. And so we had this conversation and she understood. And I even gave her the example. I said, just because someone cheers for us and then goes and cheers in another gym doesn't mean we have to be enemies. Doesn't mean we can't be friends, even if we compete against each other. And I used the example of, you know, my friend who is in the level four division. This year, they're small, senior four. And I've talked about her a number of times on the podcast, but we are truly dear friends. And we don't see each other a lot. Our relationship is cheerleading. That's how we became friends. But like, we are truly honest to goodness friends who root for each other. Yes, at competition, you better believe we want to kick each other's butts. And you better believe we are trying to beat the other team when we are going against each other. There's no question. And we both know that. But that doesn't mean that the hug we give each other before and say, good luck, I'm praying for you, isn't genuine. And it doesn't mean that the hug we give to each other when we have a bad performance isn't genuine. And we say, like, I'm truly sorry. Like, we mean it. Because we love each other ultimately. Yes, we're competitors, but we can be friends. And that is such a better way to teach our athletes to conduct themselves. They don't have to have animosity in their heart for kids leaving and going to another gym. It's just not a way to live, right? Wish people the best. So anyways, I've gone on a lot about this. I didn't structure this podcast. It was just something that was on my heart. I've had some people talk about, and I had this conversation with my daughter. And I just want everyone to know that if you're in that position and you're thinking about it, or you have athletes that are thinking about it, have those conversations and be open to listen. Be open to hear the feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear, even if it's going to be some hard truths, because maybe you can do something a little bit better. And at the end of the day, remember, these are kids looking for the right fit for them. And these are parents looking for the right fit for their child. And if they don't think that your gym's the right fit, then I would say, one, give me a shot. Let me try and fix it. And if you don't think I can, or you don't want to do that, then I wish you nothing but the best. And that's okay, right? Keep your head up. Keep doing the right thing. I believe that if you do the right thing for the right reasons, that life has a great way of rewarding you. Do your best to take care of your clients. Do your best to deliver the best possible product for them, and you will find your gym will grow. All right, everyone. As always, check out the Let's Talk Cheer podcast and the Cheer Mom podcast. They both have some great episodes out right now. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Thank you for listening. And with that, we'll catch you on the next episode.
What up, party people? This is Jason Larkins, host of the Let's Talk Cheer podcast, and I've teamed up with Kristen Wheeler of the Cheer Mom podcast and Dan Cotton of the Cheer Biz podcast.
That's right. Hey, everybody, Kristen here. We know that you love cheer, so why not dive into more perspectives? Tune into my podcast, the Cheer Mom podcast, for cheer issues spoken from the parent's perspective. Then head over to Dan's podcast, the Cheer Biz podcast, to learn from a gym owner on how to run a successful cheer business. And of course, don't miss the Let's Talk Cheer podcast featuring Jason Larkins, the one that we all know and love, where they talk about cheer from a coach's perspective.
Which means whether you're a coach, a cheer parent, or a gym owner, we've got you covered. Find all three podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and stay tuned for new episodes each week. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cheer Biz Podcast. If you would like to be featured on our podcast, click the link in our description to apply. If you're interested in joining NextGen, visit our website at www.nextgenowners.com. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. Thanks for listening.